The Zimbabwe Election Support Network welcomes the ZEC proposal and the ongoing engagements with international experts. And we hope that they are also going to consult widely the key stakeholders in Zimbabwe in view of the biometric voter registration. In terms of the process itself, we think that it needs to be opened widely for consultations, and that once it is implemented, there is need for openness and transparency. But we support it exactly because we believe that it allows for identification of millions of voters quickly, and also the other advantage is that it includes multiple methods of identifying voters. It is faster, it is efficient in capturing of voters' records, and it has also enhanced security and the privacy of voter information, and they also improved integrity and reliability of information. It assists also in identifying and preventing duplicate voter registration, thereby eliminating the possibility of multiple voting on election day. So we really support it as long as it is done according to international standards and it is also done in an open and transparent manner.
But the problem has always been funding of ZEC by the government. Is it possible for government to have fully funded ZEC for this project by 2018?
That's also one area which we are calling upon the government to ensure that there is adequate financial support and it needs to be availed on time. Otherwise, if it is not given on time, the process might be half-backed. It might not be completed before 2018.